Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn back to the Gospel of John. We're in chapter 8 again with verses 51 through 59. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death. So the Jews said to him, now we are sure that you are possessed. Abraham died and did hid the prophets. Yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, or the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered, if I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. You do not know him, but I know him. And if I should say that I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am. So they picked up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. So today in John 8, verses 51 through 59, Jesus makes a profound declaration of his divine identity, stating, before Abraham was, I am. This statement, laden with deep theological significance, emphasizes his eternal existence and unity with God the Father. This passage is pivotal in understanding the essence of salvation, as it invites believers to reflect on the nature of their faith. When Jesus asserts that those who keep his word will never see death, he reveals the transformative power of belief in him. The promise of eternal life is central to the gospel, one that transcends physical death and points to a deeper spiritual reality. The dialogue that follows with the Jewish leaders highlights their disbelief and confusion as they struggle to reconcile Jesus' claims with their understanding of the scriptures and their traditions. Their reliance on Abraham as the patriarch of their faith blinds them to the truth standing before them. To accept Jesus as the I Am is to recognize as the fulfillment of God's promises, the one who brings light and life to a world ensnared in darkness. This recognition is the heart of salvation. It calls us to acknowledge our need for redemption and to trust in Jesus as the source of life. It challenges us to move beyond mere intellectual assent to a faith that transforms our hearts and lives. The climactic moment of this passage occurs when Jesus identifies himself with the divine name given to Moses. By doing so, he asserts his authority over life and death. To believe in him is not merely to affirm his existence, but to engage in a relationship with the living God. This foundational truth encourages believers to embrace a faith that is deeply rooted in the identity of Christ, recognizing him as the ultimate source of salvation. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching. We dare to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And deliver us from evil, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. We always pray for those we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Today is Novena Day 5 for the repose of the soul of two brothers, good friends of mine, Mike Bartlett and Tommy Bartlett. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany are constant, and we pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from John 8. It's verses 51 through 59. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanzas strong. It's titled, "Whoever Keeps My Word Will Never See Death." In the depths of the temple, a gathering took place where wisdom and wonder met face to face. The rabbi spoke boldly, his words like a flame. To those who would listen, he spoke with a name. "Truly, I tell you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." His promise occurred. His voice, laced with truth, stirred doubt in the crowd. "Are you greater than Abraham?" they questioned him aloud. "Before Abraham was, I am," he proclaimed. In echoes of glory, his divinity sustained. The stones in their hands held disbelief's weight, but the light of his essence would not bend to fate. Their hearts hardened yet deep with his call. To the ones who could hear, to the lost and the small. For in every word the promise would shine, life everlasting in him, no longer blind. They reached for the stones, but he simply withdrew. A moment of silence as shadows they flew. The truth of his claim, like a beacon, would rise. In the heart of the faithful, a spark that defies. John 8 speaks of death and life over strife, of promises woven in the fabric of life. Let the echoes remind us, as ages unwind, that in knowing his presence, true freedom we find. Amen. I'm Tom Shookers Wiggins. It's March 26th, 2026. It's 26, 26. Amen. And we're recording this morning at 4:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world. On UniversalUtterings.com, we practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, who's by my side this morning, God bless you, my love. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. As we continue to remind ourselves that whoever keeps my word will never see death. How important it is to recognize this in our faith, to be one who proclaims life eternal. Amen. May God give us those graces and understanding this faith as we close today in his sweet and beautiful name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you. Hello to my good friends John and Marie out there. God bless you, John. 9/11.